Maine needs to make some important decisions that will affect our future. Please vote on November 7th. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. There are several important issues on the ballot, including two statewide citizen initiatives, a bond question, and a proposal to amend our state constitution. Question one is about putting a third casino in Maine. The casino can only be in York County and can only be operated by one legal entity. Don't be misled by the slick ad campaigns. Question one is not about funding our schools, creating jobs, or lowering taxes. It is about gambling, period. The gambling market in Maine is already saturated. A third casino will take business away from existing casinos in Bangor and Oxford and will have to compete with new casinos opening in Massachusetts. It will not boost the economy. The special interest group behind the ballot question is the only entity that can operate this casino. They have not been honest and upfront about question one. Remember, in gambling, the house always wins, and the house owns question one. Question two is also backed by big money. In this case, it's by those who are trying to expand Medicaid again. But don't be fooled. This Medicaid expansion is not for children or the elderly. They are already covered by Medicaid. This Medicaid expansion would give free health care to able-bodied adults who can work and contribute to their own health insurance cost. I've said it before, free is very expensive to somebody. This time, it will cost Maine taxpayers up to $500 million in the next 5 years. Maine learned this the hard way when it expanded Medicaid in 2002. We don't need to look at imaginary numbers from liberal think tanks. We already lived through the disaster of Medicaid expansion. The promises did not pan out. It did not create savings, reduce charity care, or decrease the number of uninsured Mainers. In fact, enrollment far exceeded projections. It resulted in massive Medicaid shortfalls and annual state budget crisis. We saw no decline in emergency room use or the number of uninsured Mainers. To pay for this free health care, Maine took money away from our nursing homes and it put vulnerable people on wait lists for services they need. Those who pushed to expand Medicaid the last time were wrong on every promise. And they are back again, selling the same story. They are ignoring the financial disaster Medicaid expansion caused in Maine and is now causing throughout the nation. Don't fall for the false promises, and don't be misled by hospitals. They only want to expand Medicaid to put more money in their pockets and the wallets of their CEOs. It has nothing to do with improving health care. Question two will thrust Maine back into a financial crisis, and it will put our most vulnerable citizens back on waiting lists. Even worse, it will encourage able-bodied people to work less or none at all. Please educate yourself on these issues before you vote. Thank you for listening.